KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An economic justice group says government's efforts to soften the blow of the VAT increase are simply not enough. In his budget speech last week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana announced that VAT will increase to 16% over the next 2 years. The list of VAT zero-rated foods, such as poultry and canned goods, expanded, though, to try and cushion vulnerable households. Mervin Abrams is from the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Group.
Zero rating a few foods, in fact, will not cover that because it won't cover the increase in electricity. So when we look at electricity, a 0.5% VAT increase as well as the 12.7% increase will mean that 350 kilowatts of prepaid electricity will increase by 115 rand and 18 cents.
A human rights group says it's concerned about discrepancies affecting SASSA beneficiaries who still need to swap their gold cards with the Postbank's black cards.
Post offices must be adequately resourced with staff, and there must be sufficient cash reserves to handle the surge in demand after the deadline.
Gold cards are being phased out and will stop working on Thursday. In a briefing yesterday, the Postbank revealed nearly 1.5 million beneficiaries have yet to make the swap. Black Sash's Oliver Meth says recipients are still experiencing many challenges.
Many beneficiaries have raised that their grants were not received in full or that some of their grants were not paid out at all onto the new card despite them being swapping. We've also found that there have been massive network glitches that always happen on grant payment dates, which have forced Postbank to have to turn away many of the clients and ask them to return when the network is up and running.
Beneficiaries can swap their cards at selected branches of major retailers such as ShopRite, Checkers and Spar. They need to produce an ID or temporary ID to do a card swap. And abroad, at least 12 people have died after a small plane crashed into the sea while taking off from a Caribbean island off Honduras. The Lancer Airlines plane departed at nightfall from Roatan, heading for the mainland. Officials say 5 people were rescued and 1 is missing. And finally, Taylor Swift's taken home the Tour of the Century prize at the iHeart Radio Music Awards in the US.
I'm never going to stop being grateful for it. I appreciate this more than you know. Thank you so much for honoring this tour.
The event also saw Lady Gaga, Billie Eilish and Gracie Abrams recognized. Mariah Carey was honored with the icon title at a ceremony broadcast in Fox in LA last night.
To my fans, my lamely, you've been with me through every step of this journey. Your love and loyalty are the greatest gift, and I'm endlessly thankful for each one of you.
Those clips courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, an economic justice group says government's efforts to soften the blow of the VAT increase are simply not enough. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.